Blog Talk Radio.
Let's go surfing now. Everybody's learning how. Come on a safari with me.
Edition of Weekdays with Murph. We're debuting a brand new show today. I was going to say segments, but that sounded weird. And it's a Dancing with the Stars recap show because we had so much fun doing it last week. And we're going to let this run every week till the end of the season. So we should just get started because I have a lot to say. So hi, Cody.
Hey, Em. I love that song, by the way.
Me too. It's been stuck in my head for like 2 days.
I love that song, by the way.
This morning, like in the way in the car this morning, you had it on. Oh my gosh, it's like in my mind. Okay, Beach Boys.
Oh. A disclaimer, y'all. She's running studio today, so I have no idea what's in store for me at this point.
Oh well, that's all that I have planned. If anything else happens, that's not my problem. Well, I mean it is, but it's not my fault. Okay, so we have a lot to talk about.
You didn't set it up, did you?
No, not at all. Today, we have a lot to talk about. So this past week, or this past Monday night, and this would have been yesterday, guys, except for the fact that we had a guest, and we didn't think about doing these recaps on a Tuesday because we already had two guests. So it'll be on Wednesday until we have a Tuesday opening. But anyway, this past
next week,
we have a
guest on Tuesday, too, so.
Yeah, but the week after that, we're cool, so it'll be a Tuesday thing. Okay, so this past week, the theme was spring break, and so everybody had sort of like a spring breaky type dance, pretty much. There was a lot of Beach Boys. There was a lot of Beach Balls, and there was a lot of bikinis. Basically, that summed it up.
Pretty much.
Okay. Okay, so I'm going to go in order. I don't know if this is in the order of... This is not in the order of how they dance. This is in the order of score, so I apologize, everybody, because I cannot find it in order of dance. So we're going to have to go in order of scores. No, I don't want to do that. I do not want to go in order of scores. So I'm going to mix it up. Who went first?
I don't remember.
That's a good question. Nastia and Derek went first, I believe. Actually, they did go first, I think. Hmm. And then Willow and Mark. Okay, Nastia and Derek went first, everyone. And I don't remember what they danced because it doesn't say on here. I think they did a tango. They did an Argentine tango. And I don't remember what their song was. So I'm terrible at this job, basically. But they got a 34 out of 40. How do you feel about Nastia and Derek, Cody?
Considering the fact that I didn't see this one.
Okay, that's not how you start off a reliable statement.
This is true, but I caught it. I caught it. But when you texted me about what you texted me. That's when I turned it on.
Oh, Robert and Kim? Okay, fair enough.
No.
Oh, no. I texted Ashauna Burgess was wearing a bikini, and he was missing.
And that's when I turned it on. I was like, okay,
yeah,
well.
That's when you turned it on.
That's when I turned it
okay,
on.
Okay, anyway. Well, so, Nastia and Derek, I didn't watch either because I was trying to cook, and it was the first dance.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I watched part of it, but, you know, whatever. Gymnastics, blah, blah, blah. That's how I feel about them. Okay. Willow and Mark went after them, I think. They did the salsa or the samba. One of the two names was the samba, I think. And their little theme was really cute. And they were, like, in school. It was good. They got a 34 also. How do you feel about them as a couple, as a whole, since you didn't
know,
do the dance?
You know, Mark.
I was mistaken. Hang on. Patty went first, but we'll talk about her next. So.
Okay. Mark has to me, he's always been a good choreographer, a good dancer, obviously, with his partners. But I don't see them getting very much further, to be totally and completely honest with you.
Yeah, I agree. Because they're boring. They're forgettable at this point. And even though they're doing a good job, you know, it's okay. Okay, so, step three. So, Patty LaBelle was next, and she was, of course, spoiler alert, the eliminated character cast member. So, how do we feel about Patty and Artem?
I love Patty LaBelle. As a singer, as she's getting better as a dancer, I will say that, but... As a singer, I love Patty LaBelle. So.
Oh yeah, absolutely. As a singer, she's amazing.
And being as big of music fans as we are, I'm really I was really shocked when the elimination happened. I was really shocked.
I was actually really shocked too because. At that point, when it got down to her and Robert, I really expected it to be Robert. And I was surprised, pleasantly surprised, of course.
And
I
would have never heard the end of it.
Say Robert and Kim. Oh, yeah, you would still be hearing about it. But I honestly expected them to say Robert. And when they said Patty, I was like, what? But she also has been getting consistent scores of, like, low scores. Just like, well, okay, but that's not fair because Robert hasn't had low scores the whole time. Just the past couple weeks. But her and Chris have been getting low scores the entire time. And there was a thing online saying that the bottom two, because, you know, at the end, it's not necessarily the bottom two, but it's the two that are in jeopardy.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot online saying that the bottom two were actually Chris and Patty got 0.5% less votes than him. And for for every 1 million votes cast, Robert and Kim got 10,000 more. So they had 10,000
Did you say, speaking of Robert and Kim, did you see Kim's face when they announced that Patty was leaving? Did you see that?
Yes, her face, like, you could just tell she was shocked because they thought it was there.
She was about to cry.
She was practically crying up there already because she thought she was going home. And when they said that it was Patty, they were so, like, relieved. And, you know, they can't hear. There's a delay. So after Kim realized it, he's like, wait, what? We're safe? And then he realized it. Okay, so I actually, let me look at the list. Hang on. Let me see who went next. Bear with me here. Okay. I don't know who went next, so we're just going to talk about Riker and Allison. Okay, so what do you think?
You know, at first when this was announced that a Riker will be on here, I'm thinking, who? Because I'd never heard of him before, but he's actually really impressing me.
Yeah, I don't like him, but I mean, he's doing a good job. Like, I know it sounds bad, but I don't like him on the show, but he's doing a good job, and he was really good, and they got, like, a 37, so they got two 10s.
And fun fact, and I did not know this until Monday night, that
this is only a fun fact for you because you're the only one that didn't know.
I did not know this. Fun fact for me, I did not know this. Riker and the Huffs are related. so.
They are third cousins. According
yes, I did
to
not know
him,
that.
He is their third cousin. And they have like 5,000 children in that family. Okay, who
you
was
know,
after him?
I'm trying to think.
I can't remember who went after, who went in what order, but it's fine. I could look.
But anyway.
I'm trying to think who we can remember before we look. Chris and Whitney went next. I don't know if they went next. We're going to say they did.
Right.
So, how do you feel about The Bachelor? I've got a lot today, so you can go ahead first.
Six words for you. It's time for him to go.
Was that really six words? Did you really count?
Uh-huh.
It's been time for him to go. And I
time
know
for him to go.
Better this week, but I don't need him to stick around long enough for him to learn how to dance. Like, I don't know. I don't like him.
It's
I don't
past
not
this
like
point.
Him. That sounds bad. But
you need to learn
of them.
It's past the midpoint. If you... I can't dance.
Yeah, exactly.
Halfway decent at this point, there's no help for you, buddy. I'm sorry.
If you can't hold your head up and you're halfway through the show, can you please go home now?
There's no help for you, buddy.
Men,
sorry.
Of the men, I think that Riker is just like the best, strongest, you know, as far as
right.
skill. Of the men, I think Chris is maybe the worst.
Weakest. I agree.
He's weak when it comes to ballroom skills. Like, I mean, he's learning to count music, so I had to give him props.
Yeah,
okay.
I'll pop for that, but I mean, still.
Noah, how do we feel about Noah and Sharna?
You know how I feel about Sharna.
Oh, and they got a 28, so they, yeah, we know how you feel about Sharna.
You know how I feel about
they
Sharna.
They got a 28, so they're 1 foot
but,
ahead of Robert too.
But Noah, you know, I'm going to be a tad critical here. I respect him for what he's done for the country, obviously. I respect him for that, and the fact that he's out there basically on one leg and one arm. But I feel like it's time for him to go too. I feel like.
I do too. Okay, I'm so glad you said that because I didn't want to be that person that was insensitive. I love Noah, and I think he is absolutely adorable, and I love that he's doing this, and, like, I love everything he's done as far as being a veteran and everything, but
right.
it's halfway through the competition, and I think that, I mean, okay, I know he can't help the fact that he's, like, he does what he does, but, I mean, they're
it is what
okay,
he
can, but they're not
yeah,
standing
he,
out like they were before, you know?
I agree. No, and
but
he.
I don't want to time for him to go because I want him in the final. No, I don't know that. I want him in the semifinals. I'm not going to say final.
He does well with what he has to work with, but
getting dangerous for her. I would be so scared if I were her. He's like picking her up and stuff, throwing her around.
No,
it's scared.
I know it, but yeah. And,
okay.
And I was
next.
Trying to be as sensitive as I could be, but...
Yeah, me too, but you can... Like, I mean, okay, honestly, he is doing a good... He's doing amazing for only having one
leg. He is doing amazing,
arm.
I have to say that.
But at this point, like, it's getting so late in the show that they have to, like, judge him equally, even if he can't help it. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
They have to, like,
I agree.
Fairly, like, the same way they do everyone else. But I like him, and I think he should stay for a while.
I agree.
Yeah, he's getting the... My mom's sitting next to me, and she's like, well, he's getting the steps right. That's true. You should be getting higher scores, but don't get me started on scores. I'm going to save that till the end.
I'm going to save that till the end. Oh, Lord.
Okay, I wanted to talk about everybody else before we talked about Robert and Kim. I think we have talked about everybody else. Is that six? That was six.
I think so,
six.
Yeah.
If we forgot somebody, that's because they forgot me, I guess. I don't know.
A Rumor and Val.
Oh, we forgot Rumor and Val and their Bootylicious thing. How do you feel about Rumor Willis?
I'll let you handle this one. I'll let you handle this one.
Sure, me. You can't let me handle it? Okay.
I'll let you handle this one.
I think it sucks that the judges want to complain because she had to dance to Bootylicious when the show is the one that gives her that song. She didn't pick it. But it was literally like the White Destiny's Child. And it was so
funny. It really was.
But I think Rumor is amazing. I think she's probably going to win. And I'd be fine with her winning. I just don't.
I'd be totally fine with.
Nostia.
You know, I'd be totally fine with Rumor taking the entire thing.
Yeah,
I would, and I
think Val deserves it by now because he's been here forever, but I really don't want like Nastia to win, because if Nastia and Derek win, then they should just name it Derek Cuspers and Dancing with the Stars.
If Nastia and Derek win, the show should be renamed Dancing with Derek Huff.
Yeah. Well, okay. And I want them to win, but they're not my favorite couple. But I still want them to win because I think they're the best couple. But they're not.
But they
favorite.
Are.
Robert and Karen are my favorite.
Technically speaking,
they're not going to win.
Technically speaking, the other night, Rumor looked like a pro. Technically speaking.
Oh, she did. She was doing a great job. She was so good in that team dance.
I agree.
She's not my favorite, but I like her and I want her. I think she's going to win. I want her to win. I'd be fine with her winning, but now I'm favorite, if that makes any sense. Because I don't see my favorites winning. Let's be realistic. Okay, Rob.
All right, Amy, come to your rank.
They got like a 35 out of 40, I think. They got a high.
All right, come to your rant.
Well, we'll do team dances after this. So Robert and Kim, I don't know what order they all went in, so we're just going to do this, okay? They are my favorites, but I don't think they're going to win, of course. I'm not delusional.
That
sounds mean. I love Robert and Kim, though. Like, they're my favorite. He's, like, I just love him. He's always excited and always happy, and I wish I had that kind of energy 24-7, and I was that excited about doing everything. Like, oh, I'm going to walk across the floor. Like, how excited I was about it. I just love it. There's, like, not anything else to say other than I love them. I don't think they were scored fairly yet again, because let's be real. In three other dances, they were like, well, forget that one mistake. You did great. And then Robert makes a mistake, and they're like, oh, yeah, you made a mistake, so we're going to give you 7. I don't think they judged Noah fairly either. I think Noah should have had more than a 28. I think Robert should have had more than a 27.
Yeah.
I think Patty LaBelle should have had more than a 28. She got kicked off, and I don't even like her that much. And she should have had a higher score.
Right.
Anyway, teams. We have team dances.
Team dances.
Who was your favorite team, first off?
My favorite team was probably that whole, it's probably Patty's team with the whole teacher class theme, you know.
I feel opposite. I do.
Hmm.
The first team was my favorite. I felt like they were way more spring break, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I was really into it. I liked the other team. I did. Because Rumor, stole that show. Let's be real.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
But the other team, I really liked it. I liked the way that they stayed up on the thing the whole time, the podium thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I liked the way that they, I liked the way they featured everybody.
You know.
They were my favorite. How do you feel about the teams tying? Because that has never happened before.
It's never happened before.
They
and
tie.
And frankly, I didn't like it, frankly.
I didn't either. The whole point is for one team to win, and they tie. Because one good
right, exactly.
can't get off that 10. He needs to get off that 10 paddle that he's sitting on. What is he waiting for? I don't understand.
I know.
It's week 6.
You
about
know,
to be week
know.
7. What is he waiting for?
What did surprise me, though, going back a few weeks, is that they threw out a 10 so early in the season.
That did surprise me, but, you know, which way it came from.
This is true.
I was really surprised that he's sitting on that 10 paddle so hard. I mean, but think about it. They waited till the finale to give Val and Kelly 10s. It took them till the freaking finale of the show.
Even 10s, exactly.
I honestly think that Robert and Kim are going to be the Val and Kelly of this season. Not because of their relationship, whatever that may be. We'll talk
that
about
might
it in the next tournament. But the way that they're being scored now, and they're just barely scooting by, but they're still doing a good job. They're just being screwed over.
Mm-hmm.
Just like Val and Kelly, and then they make it to the finals, and it takes them all the way to the finals to finally get that 10. I think that's how it's going to be with them. I could see them going to the finals. Am I scared that they're going to get kicked off? Yeah, I feel like they're going to get kicked off every single time there's a show. But I really could see them going to the finals as the underdog.
Hmm.
Okay, teams. I don't want to put the teams tied because the whole point is for one team to win. But I do think that I liked both. I really did. But I think that the first team, what was their name? Team YOLO. That is so lame.
Yeah.
I think they were a better team. I think that overall, the people they had on their team, they had a stronger team. And I liked their concept more. But the other team was also really good. And Whitney Carson wore a cheer uniform, so I can't really complain.
No comment.
Well, we all know that you were excited because you got to see Sharna in a bikini. Twice. Still no comment.
Still no comment.
Good choice. Okay, so let's do predictions. Okay, so as of now, they're kicking one person off next week. I don't know if that's going to work, because if they kick one off next week and they do their double elimination on the 5th, they won't have enough people for the semifinals. And they're not going to have a bye week in week 9 in the semifinals. They don't do that. So I don't think that anybody's going to go home next week, and I think it's going to be one of those things where they're like, surprise, since we had to move our elimination, nobody's getting kicked off. So, with that being said, assuming that there's no elimination tomorrow or next week, next Monday night, who do you think will be sent in a double elimination?
In a double elimination? Probably Chris, for one. And, I don't know, maybe Noah?
See, I see Noah going home, too. Even though he's getting the same scores as Robert, I feel like Robert has more pull and can go further. Like, Noah and Sean are really limited, and that's hurting them.
Right.
Okay, so I see, here's what I think. So they have to do a dance-off, and how the dance-off works, or how the dance-off has worked in the past, I don't know if it'll be the same. They put all six couples on the floor, and everybody dances, and they knock them out one at a time. Like, they're like, okay, they tap you out.
And the last couple standing,
gets 10 points. Like, the first couple to leave, they get 1 point. Second couple gets 2, so on and so forth. So, thing is, they have to have a dance marathon for 5 minutes, and they don't know the style of the dance, and they just put a random song on. I think that Noah, that could hurt Noah.
Yeah, I think so too.
Because I feel like everybody else, with the exception of Chris, can hang in the dance off. Like, you gotta think, because I was thinking Patti LaBelle could not hang in a 5 minute dance off, because she can barely do her 1 minute dance without dying. She said it herself.
Right.
But thinking of everybody else, the women can hang. The women are pretty good shape. Bomber's in really good shape. He can hang in the dance-off. I don't know if Noah can hang in the dance-off, because I don't know that they can be that spontaneous, seeing as they're very limited.
And Rumor,
I always forget them. They can do a great job. But
so they can hang, and so can Mark and
Willow.
Yeah, Mark and Willow can hang too. So that only basically leaves Noah.
Yeah, Noah and who else? I'm trying to think. I don't know, because Chris can barely dance to his routine. I don't know if he can hang in a dance off.
So I don't know.
You honestly, like, you have to have the chemistry when it comes to the dance off, because you have to have that relationship where you know what's coming from the other person. Just like Rumor and Valor. See, Nastia and Derek don't have that kind of connection, even though they're really great. But when you have the connection, like Rumor and Val have, or like Willow and Mark have, or like Robert and Kim have, then they know what to expect from the other person. They know what's coming. They know what to do, so on and so forth. So that's what I think. That's who I think will. But the dance-off just goes into the score, so it's not like the dance-off, if you suck in it, you're going home.
Right.
But out of those people, I think they're going to I think I think when they kick two people off, it's going to be Noah and Chris. I don't think they're going to. I'm scared that Robert will go home because he's my favorite, but I don't think he will. In retrospect, I don't see him going home as hard as people are voting for him.
I think Robert is safe, to be.
Yeah.
Totally and completely honest with you. I think Robert's safe.
Yeah, being at the bottom means nothing.
Because let's face it, Shark Tank fans will pull him through, let's face it.
And the newly found Robert Herjavec fans, because they're shipping him and Kim.
Yep.
But
that's a big draw.
Kelly Monaco was at the bottom.
You know, and Shark Tank is a big draw for ABC, too, so
they're not going to. Shark Tank is more popular than I thought. We were talking about that earlier. So I'm really
confident
that. What?
It's a lot more popular than I thought. It really is.
Yeah, me too. I'm proud of it, actually. I've been watching that show forever, so I'm like really proud of that little show. Okay, anyway. Okay, can we do a prediction for the final four? Assuming that they do it the way that they normally do it, and there's four that advance to the finale from the semifinals, who do you think they will be?
Probably Riker and Allison. Rumor and Val. I'm going to throw Robert and Kim in there.
There has to be an underdog.
Yeah. And if he keeps it up, or if he keeps up his scores like he's doing, maybe Noah.
Yeah, I think Nastia might go home next week, actually. People aren't behind them. People are
feeling
Nastia and Derek. And if Derek's too hurt to dance, and she has to dance with someone else, that'll pretty much take care of
them. Derek's injury does throw a wrench into the whole thing. I forgot about
but
that.
But they
Derek's
have
injury
no
does.
Chemistry, and no one's into them. They're forgettable. They have no...
Oh.
And he is one of my favorite male dancers, and I'm
Kristen
shocked,
just tweeted,
actually.
Nastia's been rehearsing with Sasha Farber lately, but no fill-in has been announced yet. So
yeah, because she had been in the past rehearsing with Henry because Derek would be gone. But that's their problem; they don't have that connection. And I know they're busy, but nobody's behind it if you don't have the connection. If you don't have the great friendship, it's like they don't even know each other.
I agree.
I think the finale will be Rumor and Val, and I see Rumor and Val winning it, but I don't want to push it. Rumor and Val. Riker and Allison, Robert and Kim, and Noah and Sharna.
We're in agreement with that. That's interesting.
Actually, I don't think so. Backing it up. I'm going to take Noah and Sharna out of that and put another woman in there. I'm thinking maybe Willow and Mark. I think it'll be two women and two men.
I don't know.
Actually, no. I could see I could see anybody going home next week better than Kim or Willis.
I mean, the final two, I think it'll come down to Riker and Allison and Rumor and Val with a Rumor taking it home.
I think Rumor will take it home, and I'm fine with Rumor winning it. I just want Robert and him to make it.
Make it to
They're
the final.
They're my favorites. I go so hard for Robert and Kim.
Oh, God.
Lord, don't you know it.
I have stories that... Yes, I have stories, but I won't get into them here.
Well, okay. I don't know. I just love Robert and Kim. They're adorable. I can't get over their relationship. It's adorable. And guys, I even have Cody pretty much shipping Robert and Kim. Like, he doesn't ship couples, and he's totally on board.
I wouldn't go that far with it, but whatever.
Well, I mean, it's not like you're like, ew, I can't believe they're a couple. Like, you're like, oh, okay, cool. You don't care.
Yeah, I mean,
like, you don't get excited about it like me, but you don't like not like it.
I don't not watch it. Let's put it that way.
But I mean, if they do something cute, you notice. I mean, if they do something cute, you're like, oh, that was cute. But you're not like full on, like I am.
I'm not like you.
Basically, yeah.
I'm
well,
not
I
like
ship
you.
It so hard. They went to an event. They went to that party last night. There's pictures all over Tumblr. It's normal. Anyway, we should stop because I'm going to get carried away.
Yes, we should. Oh, announcements.
Announcements? Go ahead.
Yes, announcements. So far, as of now, we only have one announcement to make so far as of now. It's usually the 28th at 6 Eastern, 5 Central. We have the incredibly talented Miss Megan Golden joining us on the show. She's a Nashville-based singer-songwriter. Oh, another announcement for me before I forget. I get to see you in 3 days.
That's true.
I get to see you in 3 days.
That's
so,
awesome.
You know,
and next Wednesday will be our recap, and then the Tuesday after will be our recap, and then so on and so forth until the finale. But it works out that it's on Wednesday because it's
a foreseeable future.
It goes back to two nights starting next week.
Yeah.
So,
but you know, and
it works out.
And I think we may keep this going into next season.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So.
But we should keep it on Wednesday since it's going, like, as of now, since it's going to be two nights, we'll keep it on
Wednesday. As of now, it's on Wednesday still. All right, good deal.
All right, cool.
So
that's all.
I think that's it. So I'm going to go so you can wrap up here, and I'll talk to you later, okay?
All All right, cool. Bye.
All right, bye.